This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I calmed down. I ran around the house 17 times, and now I'm much better. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you'll have to go back and get the last segment. I am Joe Basile, your host. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hanging in there with me when I go off my own little rant. I do appreciate it. Anyway, there's a lot of crazy stuff. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Also, second half, I saved from last hour to this hour. We're gonna do health share versus health care insurance. What's the difference? What do you need? I mean, look at all the crazy stuff going on in Congress. Those wonderful legislators we sent up there to do the job they're supposed to do, and they're not doing it. I say replace them again, but that's a story for a different day. But, I mean, seriously, people, we've got to hold their feet to the fire. I could spend 3 hours on how and what we need to hold their feet to the fire on. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Dems say Republicans are wildly unpopular. They better watch themselves. Now, I find that hard to believe, considering 33 governorships. Republicans have 33 of the governorships. I know one switched, but it doesn't matter because in that state, Trump took it by 40-some-odd percent anyhow. So I'm not, you know, again, we have, 32 full houses across the country? Doesn't sound like we're very unpopular. If we're unpopular, we're unpopular among our own because we didn't do, and I keep saying we, you know it's a collective we. Because if I was in D.C., it'd be different. But I'd be the guy on the desk screaming from his lungs, Capitol Police would have to be taking down. So, according to an article in the Independent Journal Review, Republicans are so unpopular that they control more politically than they have ever in American history. In other words, they have more power in more places than they've ever had before. And I don't want to paint with this broad of a brush, but I don't know what else to say. Are the loons on the left in the Democratic Party really sick? Delusional? And I only ask that because Hillary only lost because of the Russians, but yet most everybody else around here knows she lost because she just was a lousy candidate. Right? It seems that over half the country are biggest homophobes and racists, you know, all the ones that voted for Trump and any other Republican. Now, a lot of Democrats voted for Republicans, many Republicans. In all these races recently, I think 5 or 6 total, where they were sure they were going to get at least 4 of those, they lost. And they handily lost. They didn't lose, like, by a squeaker. They handily lost. So it's kind of like you're looking at them going, and they're doubling down. And you're looking at them saying, do you get the message yet? Yeah, the message is Republicans suck. That's the message we're getting. Well, then maybe you should suck because it seems like people only want sucky politicians. by your own twisted logic. So I don't know if they're ever going to get it. And I heard some people in the Democratic Party over the last couple of days saying, we're in a world of trouble because our people won't look at the truth of what's going on. And really, polling today, I don't know how much of it I actually trust. Because it depends on the questions you ask, how they ask. Many of the people we talk to have never even received a call about polling. Never. So I don't get it. It's just totally eludes me. So the article goes on to say that the art of polling revealed it's gutted. Rusty machinery in 2016 when the most prestigious pollster companies in the world predicted an embarrassingly wrong landslide for Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah. And maybe that's why she didn't work. Right? She didn't need to. She was going to win. They got the reason they wanted Trump. And they can lie to you all they want to. This is a truth here that nobody really wants to hear. The Dems were pulling for Trump. They loved the fact that Trump won the primary. They loved what was going on here. Why? Because they were going to beat him. Who was going to vote for Trump? And they got nervous when they saw middle America looking at Trump. When they saw the New York union workers looking at Trump. When they saw the Chicago union workers looking at Trump. They started to get worried. But there was no way. Hillary was still going to, if they kept saying it, right? I mean, for 8 years, that's what happened. We keep saying it, it'll happen. sweet Jesus. And my Jesus, not the one we talk about. Anyhow, it was the polling machinery had to be just crazy. So anyway, the Huffington Post back in November 2016, or just before, said that their pollster, or their pollster model, showed that Hillary Clinton pulling 98%, or that there was a 98% chance of Hillary Clinton winning the presidency. Now, I won't tell you who it is because he comes on the show and betting on elections here in this country is illegal. He had to go to England to place the bet. But he won big bucks on President Trump because he was not expected. Even over there, he wasn't expected to win. So the Post at the time even said that Donald Trump's chances of winning were approaching zero. We'll deal with this more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? Beach. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
One of my favorites. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. You are listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, we got a lot coming up. After the at the bottom of the hour, Dale Bella, CEO of Liberty Healthshare, is going to join me. We're going to talk about the difference between health insurance and health sharing. What the difference is, you guys, most of the people listening to my show, you know, you're in to liberty, you're into choice, you're into freedom, and Liberty Health Share gives you all of that. Isn't that hard? It really isn't. And again, I admonish people, before you call for the sale and all that fun stuff, you want to get on there, and you want to listen, you want to find out what it's all about. So you get on the website, and I'm going to give you that address in a little bit here because I want you to hear the rest of this. But You want to hop on the website, do a little reading on your own. Do a little research on your own before you start calling them and asking them all kinds of questions that they have to go to the website and look up too. Right? Again, if you have any questions, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or just send me a question at joe@therealside.com. Okay, so when you look at it again, you look at what's going on in the U.S. today, America as a whole, and you see how bad it is for Republicans. The Dems, I think, see another, or they believe they see another crack. And I guess if this makes them feel good, I guess whatever makes you feel good, not going to help you. But if it makes you feel good, so be it. And remember that last year, the Huffington Post called, everybody called it for Hillary long before the race even, the election even came about. And if you think about it, and you think about how things went down, I still believe that it was the Dems that were trying to make sure that Donald Trump would become the nominee because they didn't believe in their wildest dreams. They couldn't smoke or do enough drugs to actually believe that Donald Trump was going to win. They actually believed his chances were zero, literally zero. And even a couple of days before, I guess last week of October, third or fourth week of October, there was even a blurb from the Huffington Post, or is it? Yeah, there it is, that says, the election is in 15 days. The electoral map just keeps looking worse and worse for Donald Trump. And with some of the changes we've made and some of the calls that we've made, it'll actually look different. Now, this is them speaking. It'll look different tomorrow, and it'll show how bad it really is for the Donald. Now, it's important to note that the polls are still useful for gauging public opinion trends. I don't believe that. This is according to the article. Right? I mean, seriously. They should be viewed with a very critical eye, though, the writer says. In Trump's first 6 months as president, he certainly suffered from his fair share of dramatic poor polling, and it's regular. But I don't believe any of it. Again, I don't know anybody who's pro-Trump that's been called. Nobody. Now, pollsters show that he's unpopular, that the Republican Party as a whole is deeply unpopular. However, the flip side of that is that the American public, depending on the poll you read, has just a poor view of the Democratic Party. They have the same poor view of Congress as a whole. They have the same poor view as government. But what's really funny is people now, depending on how you pull it out, I've seen polls that show people are happy about the direction the economy is going in. They're happy about the direction their lives are going in. They're hopeful that more jobs are coming. They're seeing a light, which is not what they saw before. That's why it's very important. It depends on who's doing the polling. And I've been part of that. I have to admit, as working on some campaigns, I've been part of how you ask the question. And sometimes you ask it several ways in a poll, so it doesn't sound the same. Not necessarily to trick somebody, but to see where their mindset's at, what would change their mind, what their perception of a situation is. Right? But as of today, we are so unpopular. Now, they're all saying we're historically unpopular. I don't know how true that is. And that we're so unpopular. We control more governorships today, the GOP does, than it ever has in history. Right? Now, with the West Virginia governor, Jim Justice joined the GOP. Republicans now hold 34. I was off. 34 governorships, not 33. The highest number for the GOP in history. Maybe people are getting away from... See, I'm not going to give credit to the Republicans for that. I think people want to get away from the party politics. You know, the Dem is the best person for the job. That's what they were taught since they came out of the womb. Right? 26 states with a Republican governor and Republican state have 26 states have total control by Republicans, Republican governors, and Republican state legislatures. All right? Now, Nebraska's legislative chamber, they only have one. It's technically nonpartisan, but most of them are Republicans, registered Republicans. According to the Washington Post, Justice will be the 34th Republican governor, tying an all-time high for the party. Republicans now control both governors' mansions and state legislatures in 26 states. Democrats have total control in just six states. California is definitely one of them, and look where we're going. No, come on, think about it. I wish some people would be honest with how much trouble California's in. And I would do the same thing with California. If I was a Republican, I'd sit back and let it sink. Just let it go down. And then I would look at the people and say, forget the elections, you're just going to vote for them again. Why should we help you? Now, in 2018, they may have a chance to pick up governorships with Republicans having to defend 27 of 38 seats, but guess what? They weren't able to do it this time. They had open seats that they weren't able to get. And in some races, they outspent the Republicans like 5-1. But, you know, you look at California, what is it? Six states. California, Oregon, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Delaware, and Hawaii are totally controlled by the Democrats. However, as a note here, the Connecticut state senate is technically a tie, but the tiebreaker goes to the Democrats, just like it does in Washington. So, when you look at these as a whole, and nearly 50% of all Americans live in a state with complete GOP control, so all we have to do is make it better for them. It'll translate up to the federal level, at least I believe it. Hey, when we come back, we'll talk about health care versus health sharing. Which one's right for you? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, heat up your coffee, and come on back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I said, you got to know the difference between health share, health care, what things are available to you. If you want true freedom, you want the ability to truly choose the kind of health care you want for your kids, for your family, you need to listen to Dale from Liberty HealthShare. I'm here with Dale Bellis, the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. You know, we talk about this, especially with what happened like last week. We talk about this on a regular basis, what's going on with the Unaffordable Care Act, which is the original one, and now with their new attempt. I don't even know what they're trying to pass. There were so many iterations. There were so many things they were talking about. I really couldn't wrap my arms around it. But, you know, I constantly bring you ways to take care of yourself. And I don't care whether it's health or finances or what have you, but ways that you normally wouldn't think of, which is why I've asked Dale Bellis to join me. Again, he is the CEO of Liberty Health Share, right? Get that right. Get that in your head. Health sharing, a whole different way of looking at things. Hey, Dale, thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's always a pleasure to be with you, my friend. Thanks for the invitation.
So this is like one of those pyramid schemes, right? You call it health, you kind of tweak it, health share. You know, it's got that little, what's the difference between health share and health care? I mean, it's all about my health, right?
It is about your health, but if you listen to the conversation from Capitol Hill, you wouldn't know that.
None of those guys are in good health. You can tell by the way they're talking. Anyway, guys, that's my words.
Yeah, I mean, just as you remarked at the beginning of your comments, the conversation in our nation's capital about health care gets really misidentified or misdefined. When they talk about health care, they're talking about health insurance. When you and I talk about health care, or the ordinary American speaks of health care, they're talking about medical care or the care of their health. Those are two different topics. And they have the Capitol Hill has never taken up the issue of how do we manage and control and change the trend regarding rising costs in medical care. Because all they're talking about is the symptom, not the cure. They're talking about the symptom, which is rising costs in health insurance, as to the way you pay for medical care. Until you change the cost curve of the care of our health and the costs associated with that, health insurance will be reflective of that downward trend. But if you keep talking about health insurance, everybody having adequate insurance, you never get to the issue. Why are we seeing this enormous, spectacular rise in health care, medical care costs? Let's address that. The costs with doctors and hospitals and access. If we address those, and that becomes the topic of the national conversation, then we can start seeing true change and transformation in the marketplace. But until we make that shift, it won't happen.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've asked doctors this, other guys I've had on the show and people that I know out in the community, and they say that I've admonished somebody one time, go into your doctor and say, listen, keep this off my health insurance. How much will you charge me if we do this? Right? Come up with, I don't care, a basic, right? I'm telling you, I've done it in the past. It's cheaper. I don't get it, but it's cheaper. But it's a different way to work.
Astonishingly so.
Yes.
It's cheaper.
Right.
I mean, it's not just a small amount. It's significantly different. And that's why we at Liberty HealthShare, we're all self-pay patients. It's our money at stake. That's why we ask the question at the counter, what's your cash price? Because when you ask that question, it suddenly changes the whole tone and conversation. They really begin then to treat you as a true medical services consumer. And, Joe, if we're a consumer, it changes that entire discussion. When you go take your car to the garage, you know, you're a consumer of your automobile maintenance. And you look at the prices, you know what they're going to charge you. You compare your bill at the end of the service and make sure that there's no disagreement or disparity between the two. And you pay as a consumer. For whatever reason, that conversation has not shifted sufficiently in the American discussion so that we each one become healthcare consumers.
But Dale, you're
talking about price at the counter.
It's indoctrination from when we're little kids, and you know our parents were taught you had to have health insurance. That was like the brass ring. You got to shoot for, got to own a house and have health insurance. And you have to admit, you know, you and I are a little more seasoned than some others.
Yeah,
probably listening.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was always a concern from the day I got married, you know, not before when I was single, but when I got married, I got to have insurance, health insurance for my family, for my kids. And so that's what you're always thinking. You know, again, there's major differences between being insured and health sharing, and more than just cost, it's freedom, right?
The biggest factor that our members feed back to us is their ability to make their own choices about the care of their health. And we frequently, I do, refer to Liberty HealthShare as freedom from insurance so that there's no intermediary between me and my doctor making choices and decisions about the care of my health. There's no red tape medocrat somewhere in interjecting themselves into the decisions that I must make about the care of my health. That's why it is so, our members are so excited and motivated that they really are able to make those choices themselves as a self-pay patient, responsible for their care and the costs, and share those costs then in a community of like-minded people who share our common values and beliefs.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you're using words like, you know, consumer and members. You don't hear that when you're working with an insurance company, if you would, you know, and we should deal with it as a consumer. I want to get the best bang for my buck. You know, I told you one of my little tricks is I want my blood test done before I go for my physical, because I go for the physical and then he's guessing, and then I have to go for a blood test, then I have to trace him down or track him down for 2 or 3 weeks, you know, before I find out what's going on with me. And I have to self-medicate to make sure I don't drive myself nuts thinking there's something wrong with me. So I get the blood test first. I have to pay a few extra bucks for it. And then I go in for my physical, and I get all my answers right then and there, and he knows what to look for. I take control, as a consumer would take control of, you know, buying a product or buying a service. That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. And in order to achieve that freedom, Joe, we have abandoned health insurance and instead have turned to one another in a community of shared values and beliefs and share our medical bills together as self-paid patients. That's what breaks that sequence. And just like you said, we've been taught for generations that the only way to pay for healthcare costs is through insurance. We're here to say there's another way. There's an alternative means of meeting healthcare costs, and health sharing is where we assist each other in paying our bills. And whenever we have a medical expense, that community is there to assist us in our time of expense.
You know, as my father would say, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it must be, it's got to be a scam, right? So I'm sure it's like a $5 million deductible or something. It's got to be outrageous, right?
Well, our members make the decisions among themselves as to what they're going to be responsible for and not share between themselves. And based upon our member vote and interaction, it's $500 in a person's membership year that we'll be responsible for, $1,000 for a couple, $1,500 for a family. We call it an annual unshared amount. And we're not attempting to be cute in using a different term. Because we're not insurance, Joe, we don't want to use insurance terms, number one. And number two, if we're self-pay patients responsible for our bill, then it's the amount we just choose to hold back and not share with the community. So it's our annual unshared amount, $1,500 for a family, and then we share up to $1 million for every incident after that $1,500 we've been responsible for out of our own pocket.
You know, I love this stuff because people are listening and hearing, and I've shared my emails that people sent me. I have yet to receive, and I think you need to know this, and the listeners need to know, I have yet to receive a negative email about Liberty HealthShare, whether it was just in a conversation where they called to get information or they actually dealt with Liberty HealthShare. I've sent you some of the positive feedback that I've gotten on it, so I'm really comfortable in talking to people about this and talking to people about this option. But even with that said, when we come back, because, you know, we both believe in capitalism, we've got to make a few bucks here. When we come back, who watches over you? I mean, who do I call to complain if you do, if I feel like I've been done wrong? Because you're not an insurance company, so there's no insurance control over you. So let's, you know, really, so when we come back, Dale's going to deal with that from a standpoint of they can't do anything they want to do. They do have oversight, and they provide excellent service. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get right back to it. You need to know the difference between health share and health insurance.
Dale Bellis joins me, CEO of Liberty Health Share, and we're going to talk about the differences between health insurance and health sharing, you know, sharing the costs of your health. And Dale, again, thanks for being with me.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You know, there's a company, an insurance company on TV on a regular basis. The guy sits down and says, "Hey, you know, my water heater exploded and it did this, that, and the other thing. And I want to know what the insurance company is going to cover me." And the insurance lady says, "No, we don't cover water heaters, but we do cover zombie apocalypses, you know." So it's kind of like that far out thing, you know, huh? What?
Right.
So when people are thinking of these terms, you know, health sharing, health insurance, you're using different terminologies that we haven't heard before. I mean, if the insurance, does the insurance agency, regulators watch over, I mean, who do I complain to if I feel like something's gone wrong?
There's basically three entities that we have oversight from. One is the IRS. We are a nonprofit healthcare sharing ministry, and so we're a nationwide nonprofit. And so we have to follow the very rigid, strict standards and requirements for the way in which a nonprofit functions and operates. Secondly, each state has a office of the Attorney General. Attorneys general offices are responsible for nonprofits within their state, as well as the consumer claims of any organization in their state operating. And so we are subject to each individual state attorneys general. And the third is the departments of insurance wanting to make sure we're not crossing that line of making statements that we cannot support and defend. And so we are, even though our full function is not reviewed by the departments of insurance, if we cross that line, they certainly have a right to step in. So those three, the IRS, particularly the state attorneys general, and departments of insurance, if they have questions about our function and operation. But I just want to add this point. As a nonprofit, we have a fully blown dispute resolution procedure in our guidelines. Our sharing guidelines, as I mentioned earlier, is agreed on by our members. We have a very clearly defined four-step internal review process. If a member is not satisfied with a particular issue, they really can follow that process all the way through. The final step is a randomly selected committee of individual members who review that member's dispute and complaint against the administration, if need be. And it's the members making those choices and decisions.
So you don't have the guy at the top that gets, like, you know, a $20 billion golden parachute if things are going awry. If this thing is actually handled by the membership, this is actually decided upon by the membership, which are, for all intents and purposes, are other people paying into the system.
It is member-controlled, member-decided, member-driven. Precisely all of our sharing guidelines and our administrative efforts are all in support of what the members do person to person when they're sharing those bills.
Okay, now remember, you know, my dad's voice is going off in the back of my head now, right? So I go in, I got an issue, I go into the doctor, maybe I've got a little pain around my kidney area. How does this process over? You don't have to give me step by step, but so people understand, how does this process work? Right? I got to send in a request to make sure that I'm covered for kidney stuff, and then I have to wait like 6 weeks for you guys to get back to me and tell me go for it, right?
We do it all online. We have an online proprietary software that links members together with our medical bills so that when you submit your ID card to the doc, they send that billing to the address, either by mail or electronically. It's processed, and you see that bill show up in your online member account. We call it a share box. So the individual members are watching out over those expenses and costs. Secondly, that bill is then matched to other members who are participating that month. We have literally 65,000 households, 160,000 individuals, and our software matches those bills up one to the other. The dollars move from one member's account to the other, and we cut the checks directly out to the physician. So it's fully disclosed, totally transparent. Our members see that activity occurring every month, and so it is just out there for us all to know and to see.
Well, that's great, and that's where people need to understand it. Why, Dale? You've been doing this for quite some time, and it seems like people are afraid to take control of their own health care. Enlighten us. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think, number one, it goes to kind of the institutional orientation and memory of saying, of being instructed and told that there are experts that you have to listen to and abide by. But we affirm a different principle, that we're here on earth as creatures of God with a responsibility to manage our health because we answer to a higher power, frankly. And so that's the core of our shared belief system, that we must manage, direct, and control our own health care as stewards because we're creatures of God. that changes the conversation, frankly. And then when I'm sitting with my doctor, I'm receiving his words of advice and counsel as just that. If I'm the consumer, it may be that I won't agree with the person providing me with advice. If I'm a lowly patient, then I'm going to listen to the expert. But it's a mentality change. It's really a paradigm shift, and that's why those of us who are doing healthcare sharing just wouldn't go back and do it any other way.
No, I'm thinking from a biblical perspective, right? We're supposed to take care of one another. We're supposed to help each other out. So this is in your foundation about being able to help each other out. And we're not just handing it, if you would. You know, we're not just handing somebody a fish. We're teaching them how to fish for themselves. We're teaching them how to take care of themselves. And to that point, we've talked about this a million times. It's one of my favorite things about Liberty Health Share is, you can help me decide. You can help me. You know, if I call you, I'm packing on the pounds. I don't know what the heck I'm doing wrong. Give me some pointers. That's also available, is it not, through Liberty Health Share?
We strongly encourage that because, again, that shared value that our bodies are temples. We have to take care of them. We have an entire system that we assign a member to a health coach in the event that they have an issue regarding weight or high blood pressure or heart disease or smoking or as I've just said, obesity. And the health coaches just simply support and provide a positive accountability to bring about lifestyle change that we otherwise left on our own probably don't succeed in. But when we have that support system, it energizes us and encourages and gives us the resources to accomplish those changes in our lives. And frankly, Joe, we are graduating hundreds and hundreds of individuals who have successfully achieved those lifestyle goals every month. And we have about 15,000 of our members currently who are engaged in what we call Health Track.
Yeah, that is so cool because I know, again, for me, I had to sit down and work it through on my own to try to figure it out because at the time, having health insurance, you know, they're on the other end telling me, oh, you know, we have discounted gym memberships for you. And I'm not leaving the house like this. Forget the gym membership. You know, it doesn't work for me. That was about all I got out of her. And anyhow, Dale, how do people learn, you know, more information? I admonish people to read. I know it's easy to call and just start, you know, barraging somebody on the other end of the phone with questions. But if you don't know what to ask, you're going to get let down. At least that's what I tell people. I tell them to hit the website, do some basic reading, and then call with your questions. What say you?
Well, that informational-based conversation produces the most beneficial result. Because we want to meet people where they are with their individual issues, and not just simply speak in terms of theory, but how does healthcare sharing affect you in your individual life, making sure that it applies in your circumstances. And so having that kind of thought process go into our interaction just simply helps us all get to the end result. Is healthcare sharing most beneficial for you and your family? And that's what we're here to help people conclude and decide. We welcome their questions. We want them to get their questions answered because it is a mindset difference. It's a paradigm shift, without a doubt.
Well, all right. So one last time, because we're just about out of time, tell people from Dale, because they hear it from me and I'm boring. Tell people from Dale where they can get more information on this.
Well, libertyhealthshare.org is our website, is the best place to go. There's a toll-free number you can dial and talk to one of our trusted advisors in our contact center to get those questions answered and review all of that information. Secondly, there's a free information packet. We call it a decision guide. Just put your name and email address. We send it directly electronically to your
email. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, got a special guest coming up this week. Check out to find out unless you tune in tomorrow night. I'm not telling you to tomorrow night. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day.